Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Driving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio to get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. Our health is our greatest wealth. So the good news is, doesn't matter about your past. Doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter, because today is a brand new day. You can thrive. You can make it if you just understand what you have to do with your health. Let's go to the phones, kick off with John. Hi, John.
My question is, what can I do? Is there anything I can take naturally to try to get off the hormone therapy for fourth stage prostate cancer? I'm taking Lupron right now.
Well, the Lupron, here's the deal, okay? When it comes to cancer, there's a lot of different theories and a lot of different thoughts, okay? You really have to get down and decide what route you want to go. And I'm really not one to sit here and tell you, oh, definitely do this, definitely do that. Because cancer is a big deal, right? So you want to weigh your options. The good news is about prostate cancer, it's a very slow-growing cancer, right? The most if you read a lot of research on prostate, then the research will tell you that you'll probably die of old age before you die of prostate cancer. But, you know, nonetheless, I mean, stage four, right, is stage four. So it's the latter stages. So something to be concerned about, the chemo and the therapy and the radiation and all that, you just have to decide if you want to go that route. Some people are very adamantly against it, and rightfully so. There's a lot of side effects that go along with that. And when the rates of recovery come out to like 15%, you start weighing your odds, and you're like, do I really want my quality of life to go down that much for treatment? But then some people come through with shining colors and some people do really well. Everyone's different. So I would just look at your options, okay? Now, from a nutritional standpoint, my opinion is that anybody that is dealing with any type of cancer like that should seek out someone to help them on the nutritional side. And it may be in conjunction with your oncologist. It may be asking, well, I'm always a big fan of asking your oncologist, hey, do you know someone? Is there a dietitian you work with that kind of specializes in oncology or you know, plans around cancer? I just think it's important. Like, in my perspective, my opinion, and from what I've seen, cancer they're abnormal cells. So if you're not supporting the body by giving it the right kind of nutrition, then how is the body going to have a potential and have the ability to make good new healthy cells? If you're eating French fries every day that are loaded with trans fats, how is the body going to have a high potential to make high quality cells? Versus if you're juicing vegetables and you're eating organic vegetables with no pesticides in them and you're getting high amounts of greens that have all these phytonutrients and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, your body has a great potential to make good new healthy cells. Now, is it maybe past the point of no return? Like the abnormal cells have replicated too much to a point where it's devastated the body? Maybe. But I just think that on the nutritional side, regardless of the treatment that you choose, to be able to fight on the nutrition side to give the body the ability to make what it needs, as far as good healthy cells, I think is vitally important. So having someone to give you a game plan is critical. Now, with prostate cancer, you know, like any cancer, you want to look at the basics, okay? Now, the basics are this. You want to keep the inflammation low. You want to consider and do some research on the China study. There is some thought behind that about getting rid of meat, a lot of the proteins, sticking more with fruits and vegetables and more of a vegetarian-type diet, okay? There's some case for that. And different practitioners will give you different thoughts behind that. And, you know, quality of food, I think personally, in my opinion, really becomes very important. So it's kind of like when you say, is it worth it to spend $2 more on an organic set of eggs versus not? Yes. And I think that's the case either way, because I believe that we're either going to spend more money on our health preventing, or you're going to spend a lot of money on your health trying to get it back. You're going to do one or the other. So it's not like you can escape it. You're going to spend money on your health, period. Okay, just may in your early years having great health, or in your latter years struggling, your quality of life's not that great. So I mean, it's just you choose. So I'm just a firm believer in that. But yeah, I mean that's a big key with what you're talking about is to make sure that you've got a good nutrition plan. And that's really my thoughts. And that at the end of the day is something that's important. You have to build a good team around you, and it's not something as simple as go eat a bunch of almonds and everything's going to be okay. And I know that's kind of, you're like asking me, are there a couple of foods you can eat to improve that? I think it's getting a team around you, or a point person, and having a coach that can walk with you through that process along with your oncology team. Okay? Just important. It really is. And I don't think enough people do that. And I'm hoping as we continue to move forward in personalized medicine and more lifestyle-based medicine that we really jump in and are able to do that. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. There you can find all kinds of foods and tips and the latest exercise tips, all of it. Anything you need to be healthy, to thrive, to live a good life, all of it's there. Healthy foods that boost energy, let's talk about it. Almonds, number one, they really convert food to energy. There's strong nutrients like magnesium and B vitamins that are in there that make a big difference. So you want to boost your metabolism, take a handful of almonds every single day. The other is salmon. Salmon is tops on the omega-3 fats, but it's got plenty of protein in it. But also these healthy fats that help to stabilize cholesterol levels. They also boost energy, boost brain function and mental clarity and memory as well. So they're just packed. Bananas, one of my favorites. Do them when they're a little bit more green, though, than yellow, because it cuts down on the amount of sugar content. Bananas are powerful, and they're a great, great snack. They're loaded with B vitamins, potassium, a lot of nutrients, and they're very good as a pre- and post-workout snack. I use them all the time, especially when I'm traveling, because they're so easy. And the hotels typically have them. I always tell them to go in the back, give me a green one. They look at me like I've got three heads. They're like, but they don't taste. Please go get. Could I have a green banana, please? So kale is another one. Skip the iceberg lettuce. It's just garbage. Don't even waste your time with it. Go with the darkest green lettuce you can get. It'll boost your energy levels. Tons of an amino acid called L-tyrosine, which gives you a mental lift, pumps the thyroid, makes it work better, and helps to stabilize blood sugar levels. Really great way to go. Hummus is another big one. That's one of my favorites. It's basically purified chickpeas or garbanzo beans. It's got sesame-based tahini in it, olive oil, lemon juice. I mean, I'm telling you, I'll buy little containers of hummus and just eat it. Seriously. I don't need a bunch of things to dip in there. I'll just take a spoon and eat it. It's amazing. Greek yogurt is another big one, too. You want a quick energy snack. Get the plain. Don't get the kind with all the sugar in it, okay? The whole point is to not eat sugar. Throw some berries in there. But yogurt, Greek yogurt, is a great way to go, too. Plenty of protein. And it's got plenty of probiotics for your digestion. We'll be right back.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. We're here for you each and every day. And remember that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. So our lifestyle is our medicine in so many different ways. Let's go to the phones and talk to Gerald. Hi, Gerald.
And I have a problem with if I hold my arms up or sleep with them up around my head, they go to sleep. Sometimes fading dizziness, but that's just periodically. But any time I like talking on the phone, hold it up to my ear, my hands will go to sleep.
Okay. Well, and a couple things you want to think about with that. Usually, in the base of the neck, in the lower part of the neck, you're going to have nerves that get entrapped in that area. And that's one of the major issues you have to look at, okay? When that nerve entrapment starts, that's where the challenges really, really kick in. All right, that's when they kick in. Because if you just have a slight malposition, just a little bit of a malposition in those areas, that's when the challenges will kick in, okay? And it comes from poor sleeping habits, poor posture for a long period of time. And that's why you go to raise your hand, and then, or you lay in bed, arms go up, the muscles shift, the bones shift in the lower part of the neck, and see the nerves come out of the base of that neck and go all the way down into your arms and hands. So you're thinking that there's just something wrong with your arm, but the reality is the nerves are coming out of your neck down into your arms, hands, and everything else. So that's what you have to look at. You have to really understand that there's the issue. Issue is making sure that your body can really get to a place where that's balanced. That's why I like chiropractic type work. So chiropractic medicine is a great way to go. It's non-surgical, right? So it really creates a lot of stability. And that's really one of your better ways to go, is to look at the chiropractic medicine model and look at that from a non-surgical perspective to be able to get you the help that you need. A lot of rehabilitation can be done to get that restored. Lifestyle medicine is the overall picture. So it looks at the whole body, the whole person, and improves outcomes and gives you a higher quality of life. That's really the better way to go when you're looking at that, just to give you better function, better ability, and get you on the road to really thriving. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call now. If you want to get into social media, jump in Facebook and Twitter. Look for InShape Network. There you can join us. Go to the website. All that is there. And one thing you want to look at, too, that's really important is our lifestyle providers. So these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about. You can always find it. Sometimes you need someone just to take you by the hand, to help you, to encourage you, to equip you, to give you the help you need. And then you can really thrive. Then you can really make it. And that's what we want to do on the show. People ask me all the time, too, by the way, if you want us to come speak to your church, organization, to your company, whatever it is, just get in touch with us there at the website. Touch base with us, and we can always set something like that up. We've got a schedule and a tour schedule all around the country that we do. And we can make your city one of our stops to be able to radically transform your health and your life. Really can make a difference. Let's go to the phones and talk to Harold. Hi, Harold.
I have a question about an A1C exam. and my doctor, through a physical, said that I was pre-diabetic, which was a surprise to me, and wants to put me on metformin.
Okay. Here's the deal, okay? Nothing wrong with metformin. Nothing wrong, okay? And one of the deals you have to look at with metformin, and really it's one of the challenges, is with metformin, all that's happened with the pancreas, okay, is that I want you to think about what we call insulin receptors. So think of them like little suction cups. When you've eaten the wrong kind of carbohydrates and you've affected your blood sugar for a long period of time, that's when you start getting diabetes or pre-diabetes. In the early stages, the medicine we use is metformin. Metformin, basically what it does, it takes those suction cups where they've got kind of dirty, and it cleans off the suction cups so that your body can use its own insulin. If you continue to go past that phase and the metformin does not work anymore and the doctor tells you that it's time to get into insulin, it means that you've worn down the suction cups from cleaning them so much because you've had to clean them because you keep eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. Then you move into insulin. When you move into insulin, you're in a whole different ballgame at that point. Okay? That's when everything changes. So what I'm telling you is metformin is not bad for a short period of time. But your lifestyle habits, your eating habits have radically must change. Like the radical must change. Have to. And that's the key. So you're in control of that, right? No one else is. So you get up every day and you put the food in your mouth. You go to the grocery store. You make those decisions. And if you don't know what to eat, then that's something you have to learn. And we've got great programs and whatnot. Go to the website. Go to InShape Network. We have great programs for that, of understanding what to eat, how to eat, what systems are there that can help you, how to overcome diabetes, how to overcome all these different health challenges that can really help you and help you thrive and help you just get to that next level. And that's what we want to help you do. We want to help you make a difference in your health and life. Because there's whole entire protocols for going through that. I mean, diabetes is one of those health challenges that you can overcome, I'm telling you, and very, very quickly if you know what to do. So the strategies for doing that, I mean, something simple as taking chromium picolinate and alpha lipoic acid and eating a fat, certain type of fat with each meal 4 to 5 times a day is enough to stabilize blood sugar levels. If you do that over a long enough period of time, then it cleans off the little suction cups. Your body doesn't need as much of what you were dealing with before. Right? So there's ways to get around that. You just have to understand what that is. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An appeals court has denied a request by a group of landlords to resume evictions that have been on hold for more than a year. In December, the CDC's eviction moratorium was struck down by a U.S. district judge, who then immediately put a hold on the ruling to allow the Biden administration time to appeal. The three-judge panel from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the landlord's appeal on Wednesday to lift the order on the previous ruling, saying in their decision that an appeal from the Department of Health and Human Services is likely to succeed. And a report shows that police had a tip about the man who detonated a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day and could have done a better job of following up on that tip. The report, commissioned by Nashville Police Chief John Drake, said that officers received a tip in 2019 about Anthony Quinn Warner making a bomb in an RV in his yard from a friend. The report notes that officers followed protocols in place at the time and says there's no way to know if they could have prevented the bombing. The report does make several recommendations for improving those protocols. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The debate over the origins of COVID-19 continues, with lawmakers demanding a full investigation and the White House asking U.S. intelligence to deliver a report on the possibility that the virus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. Many who discussed that possibility early in the pandemic feel they were quickly dismissed, and now the idea is finally being given credence. Dr. Francis Collins says he believes that a natural transmission is still the most likely explanation for the virus's origins. The director of the National Institutes of Health tells Fox News that the history of coronaviruses leads him to that conjecture.
Because that's always been the case with other coronaviruses. With SARS, it turned out to be a civet cat. With MERS, it was a camel. With Ebola, we still don't know what the intermediate host was. It's not easy to figure this out. So just on a historical basis, that's the most likely path that was traveled. And again, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. To claim that the lab was responsible, we need to know that. But I don't think anybody, you or any of the others who are commenting, should jump to the conclusion that that's the most likely explanation right now. We do not know that. It might be, but we do not know.
And the largest warship in Iran's navy has sunk near the Straits of Hormuz after a large fire. Iranian officials say that they're investigating the fire that started Wednesday morning aboard the Karg, but have not given any explanation about what happened. About 400 sailors were forced to evacuate the ship, with at least 20 being injured. The ship sank while on patrol in the Gulf of Oman. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. You're listening to On Call Radio right here. We're here for you each and every day to help you get in shape, stay in shape, to live well. That's what we want to do. All health original programming, by the way, at our website. If you want to check out our television show, it's there. And new content we're producing every single day to be able to help you run your life, thrive in your life, and not just barely make it. So we're talking about foods right now, and I talk about foods that bring health to the body and foods that take health out of the body, because they do both. And we've got to understand that our foods really do matter. We've got to be able to make the right kind of foods, or get the right kind of foods in on a regular basis. Because if you don't, you know, if you eat junk food, if you eat the wrong kind of foods, it literally can bring the health
of the body down and take it the wrong direction. So we're talking about squash. And when I talk about squash, I kind of cringe a little bit because it was one of those foods that I just did not like when I was a kid. And I'm not really a picky eater. I'm usually pretty good. But squash and Brussels sprouts were these two things, man. It's like my mother is amazing. Sweetest lady ever, that God's given me for a mother. And I was a whole story. It's in my book. I was adopted and I just have wonderful parents. And my mother, just a great cook, by the way. But it's like when these two things would be cooked, it was like, it just was amazing. So I didn't like squash at all. All right, but it is, I'll tell you, it's one of the most powerful vegetables that we have. And Brussels sprouts, by the way. So I eat them now. I've got an affinity for them, so I eat them now. Did not like them when I was a kid. So while we've become accustomed to thinking about leafy vegetables, we always do, right? We know that the squash itself is really come on board. It's got a lot of anti-inflammatory benefits. It's one of the reasons I really like it. So any of the foods that you can do to reduce inflammation in the body is going to make a big difference. Squash and the inflammation has either been conducted, they've done in studies, they've done it with laboratory animals, and you know they've been able to see the impact of what the food does in our bodies. And what's interesting is a lot of the more detailed studies, specifically inflammation-related molecules, enzymes or cell receptors, have been studies, and what happened is they've looked at a lot of different gourd-type vegetables, and squash being included in that, and a lot of the alpha-linolenic acid properties that are in there. But one cup of baked winter squash will provide you with about 340 milligrams of omega-3s. See, the alpha-linolenic acid that we think about, which is your omega-3 fats, right? So if you don't want to do fish or fish oil, if you got an issue with that and you just want to do vegetables, it's fine. But you really want to look at what happens, because the alpha-linolenic acid is powerful. I mean, it's great for hormone health, brain health. So much of what goes with the ALA is a real key. It promotes optimal health through our bodies. Now, they've done studies on this, and they found in the area of cancer and cancer treatment that winter squash is a great, powerful superfood for that. So does it get rid of it? No. Does it cure it? No. But does it help it? Yes. And, again, they've just done some studies on that. Pretty interesting. Now, potential blood sugar regulation benefits they have as well. Type 2 diabetes is a big one. And the nutrients include the B vitamins, which are so readily available in a lot of fruits and vegetables, but squash has a ton of them. And so the B complex vitamins that winter squash has and the B vitamin composition are pretty amazing. B1, B3, B6, pantothenic acid, and folate. Other health benefits, I believe future research may underscore a lot of the benefits provided, especially for cholesterol. So people that struggle with cholesterol, they can get great benefits just from eating squash a couple times a day for the cardiovascular benefits. And see, that's the thing. It's so easy to add these foods in. And if you don't like it, blend it. Throw it in a smoothie. I mean, I'm telling you, I throw vegetables in a smoothie one or two times a day. We have a greens powder. If you go to our website, we have a ground-up organic fruit and vegetable blend that helps you get your fruits and vegetables in. And it's called Greens Daily. You just go to our website. You'll see it there. And the Greens Daily, it's powerful at what it does. And we've got all these different health kits. It helps you kind of figure out what you need. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that you don't have to struggle. I mean, it's one of those deals that with whatever your health challenge is, if you'll get your food right, it's like I tell people, they come to me all the time. We've got clinics now around the country, and our lifestyle providers are growing every single day in pockets around the country that are partnering with us. But we have clinics now, and people come to us all the time, and they want to know what to do. They want to know, really, what can we do to impact our overall health? What can we do to thrive? What can we do to make it? What can we do to really get to that next level with our health and our life? And the key is understanding how the body works. That's it. And if you get the right kind of food, like if you'll just get your food right, I tell people all the time, if you'll just get your eating habits right, start there. Right? I don't care if you're not exercising right now. Let's get your eating right. What you put inside your body becomes your body. I mean, it does. That's the key. And so we have to focus on getting that right. Squash is a great addition to your eating habits on a regular basis. And it's easy. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Paul. Hi, Paul.
My question is this. I'm 79 years old. I get problems. My hip replacement coming up sometime soon, January. Maybe I can replace this. Replace. I only can avoid, you know, some other thing besides hip surgery.
That's never fun. I'll tell you what, with hip replacement, it just depends, because once you're in that place where everything's worn down, it becomes a little bit challenging. It really comes about with balance. It comes in with balancing the body, and it comes with balancing and giving your body everything that it needs from a hip perspective. Now, minerals are going to play a big role for the hip and the stability of it, making sure that you get everything that you need there. So I would focus in on, more than anything, is making sure that you have plenty of vitamin D. Now, that sounds so simple, but most people that I see that have their joints wear down and they're not working the way they need to, they're really struggling with vitamin D. And you have to get your vitamin D right before anything's going to be right as far as minerals and absorption. So you want to do that. You want to get in, make sure those levels are where they need to be. Simple blood test with your physician or one of our lifestyle medicine specialists can help you do that. I would jump in on that first and foremost and build a game plan around it, and understand that it's not going to be that hard to build a simple model that can help you really thrive. That's the key. Because the hip replacement, even if you have to get it done, you're only getting one side done. So you want to preserve the other side. And what happens is, one side gets really strong, and if that one side gets really strong, the other one can get weak. See, and that's the deal. What you want to do is you want to make sure that the other side doesn't get weaker. And if you do the right kind of nutrition and you get it set right, then that's the key. That's what you have to focus on. You can make sure that you're giving your body everything it needs to function and function well. All right? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call. Go to the website, too. You go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. If you haven't found one of our lifestyle providers, healthcare provider in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, easily you can find that. Just go to the website, and you can find our providers around the country. So our clinics are called the Center for Lifestyle Medicine. If you want to check that out, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine. Just check in your area. Go online. Check out our website. And find providers easily in your area that can help you, encourage you, and equip you along the way. Let's go to Emma now. Hi, Emma.
I'm a 67-year-old woman, slightly overweight due to having taken steroids for allergies. However, my blood pressure is good. My cholesterol is good. I am taking thyroid, which I've taken for years. In the last few months, maybe about 3 months or so, my hair has started to fall out. And they have me on allergy pills, and when I went to the pharmacy, they gave me the directions when I refilled my thyroid last about not taking any medications for 4 hours later because the thyroid wouldn't be absorbed very well. So anyways, and then when I went to the doctor and complained about this, she told me it was stress to walk more, and I really don't feel that sick. So I've quit the allergy pills, suffering with that, with the allergies, and I kind of skipped a few of my thyroids, and the hair loss has subsided. So the hair loss is gone. However, also with the allergies and that, I was told by another health practitioner that I needed probiotics. So I've been taking probiotics, and the formula that she has given me is for a particular blood type, which mine is B negative. I'm wondering if you can give me some insight on the probiotics for blood types. Is this good or not? And what do you think about the thyroid and the hair loss mixing with the allergy pills? I've been on Allegra and Zyrtec.
Yeah, really what happens is the probiotics, you really can't, I wouldn't break those down for different conditions, right? Or for blood types. Not that that, I haven't seen substantial research behind it that would validate that. Probiotics, you want to go for a full spectrum. You want to make sure they have at least 2 billion per capsule. That usually gives you a high quality, but you want to make sure they're live probiotics and not dead, because there is a processing issue. Remember, quality does matter. You go to our website, you can find a lot of that out. 888-283-7272.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With on-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
InShapeNetwork.com. When you're struggling with, we want to help. We want to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also be well. That's the reality. So our choices really do matter. Now, there's some thoughts and theories about fluoride in the water and higher rates of underactive thyroid. British study, this is a thought and a theory, by the way, it's not medical research, but a British study found that a correlation between high amounts of fluoride in public drinking water and a rise in the incidence of underactive thyroid could be a cause and effect relationship. Clinicians in the U.S. should emphasize to patients, they said in Britain, the association, and should test patients for underactive thyroid. Dr. Spyros Metsis, an endocrinologist at Lenox Hill Hospital in New York City, he says patients should probably be advised to drink less fluoridated water and consume less fluoridated products, including some of the toothpaste, which, now Metsis was not involved in the study, but he's a representative in or around the study and the topics. Now, the American Dental Association took issue with a British report, and they said public health policy is built on a strong base of scientific evidence, not a single study. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not total science here, or not a formulated opinion. So they came back and they said, well, it's not really proven. And a spokesperson and professor at UCLA School of Dentistry said, currently the best available scientific evidence indicates that optimally fluoridated water does not cause an adverse effect in thyroid gland or its function. Now, the University of Kent in Canterbury, Stephen Peckham, this is in England, compared 2012 national data on levels of fluoride in drinking water to trends for hypothyroidism, which is underactive thyroid, as diagnosed by family physicians across England. They found that in locales where tap water fluoride levels exceeded 0.3 milligrams, the risk of having underactive thyroid rose by 30%. So Peckham's team found that they were theorized, rather, that this could be the case. But, of course, then, you know, there's no sound multiple studies around that saying that that could be the case. Another thyroid expert agreed that attention should be directed to fluoride in the drinking supply. And Dr. Terry Davies, he's professor of medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai, New York City, said the study supports the argument that our water supply should be pure water and nothing else. Also, an endocrinologist at Mount Sinai Hospital. But the ADA, of course, came back and said this is not the case, that more studies have been done around that, and it prevents tooth decay. But according to U.S. National Institutes of Health, the thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland near the base of the neck and produces our main hormones. It supports our metabolism, our heart rate and rhythm, our mental clarity. Thyroid hormones control the rate of many body activities, including how fast calories are burned and how fast the heart beats. Okay? So our metabolism is really, really important on all of this. So it's, again, getting the body in balance is the key. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio right here on the InShape Network. We've got an all-digital now health network. building out, that we've got original health programming and content available for you. If you want to check it, go to InShapeNetwork.com, plus, of course, our lifestyle providers. Anything you want to know about this show, me, all of that is right at InShapeNetwork.com. It's a platform that I have built. We've built, got a great team along the way. And then our clinics, you can always get the information there too. The Center for Lifestyle Medicine, we've got clinics and campuses we're building all around the country. Pretty exciting to come on board and see everything that we have going here to help you to really thrive and live that kind of lifestyle that you want. We want to help you get to the next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to the phones and talk to Ben. Hi, Ben.
I was diagnosed at 19 with schizophrenia, and I've had a couple of nervous breakdowns since then, but I didn't have to have shock therapy. I had 60 at 19 years old, 60 of the shock therapies. And then I raised chickens on my father's ranch, and I got histoplasmosis and was legally blind. And I have glaucoma because I have diabetes. And it was under control with 4.3 A1Cs, but now it's jumped up to 6.1, and I'm having real high readings. But that's possibly because I was just diagnosed about 4.5 weeks ago with pancreatic cancer, and my skin was yellow. They thought it was my liver at first, but it's a bile duct. The tumor is pushing against the bile duct, and they had it was blocking my bowel excretion of my bowel. So my bilirubin went up to 18. And I was yellow, and I was peeing that brown liquid, and they went in and scraped my pancreas, found out it was cancer, and they put a stent in to open the, so that I would, I'm back to normal now, my skin's, but I had my first chemotherapy treatment today, and I'm concerned about, I've read several books last week on cancer, and one of them was a holistic approach. I don't know what to do.
You know, you definitely have a lot going on. The good news is, though, you've been through a lot of different treatment. And even with the pancreatic cancer, you want to listen to your doctors. Hands down, that is a cancer that can move very rapidly. So following their treatment and protocols is going to be very important. I would get someone that can guide you on the nutritional aspect of this. Because even with the diabetes hanging on the back door, of course, it's pretty common. The pancreas is stressed out. I mean, it's got a lot going on. But you want to get a good sound nutritional program along with that. And basics, you're going to keep everything balanced. But you want to have high antioxidant-based foods, plenty of fruits and vegetables. And because the antioxidants are going to support healthy cells. And even though you have treatment going on, which I hope you have a really good oncology team, you have to get a good nutritional team around that as well. Because pancreatic cancer is one of the toughest ones, but yet if you have the right team, it can be hopeful. Okay, keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on the show and help people empower their health.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.